Episode 182, Goal Setting as a Mom.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? It's a gorgeous day today, and I am so excited that you are here for our tea time. It is girl time. Bring it on, right? Oh, yes, I am ready for it because you know what? We are talking about goal setting as a mom. Now, I want to give a little disclaimer here. If you're not a mom, but you're a woman, you need to listen in. If you're not a mom and you're a guy, you need to listen in because this actually applies to everyone, okay? But the thing is, specifically moms, come on, moms, right? We know we kind of forget about it. And as I talked about in episode 180, I spoke directly in regards to how we view life after we become a mom. And it's more of a responsibility. Even when we become a wife, we see life as a responsibility. We go to work because we have to pay bills. It's a responsibility. Some of us have a career that we kind of love or we think we're there, or maybe we're further into it and now we're beginning to not like it as much, or times are changing and you're like, oh, I don't know. We see life as responsibilities. And no longer do we feel like we have the choice. Why? Because we have these beautiful little tag-alongs, whether they're children that are absolutely adorable and precious most of the time, or whether or not they're your husband or partner that's like, we've got dreams, and in order to get to these dreams, we got to do this, right? The formula of life, okay? Wherever you fall in that, this is for you. So listen up, because we're going to have a great time today. We really are. I think we're going to take it to another level. So I'm excited you've joined. I'm glad you found and discovered Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. It is my honor and privilege to chat with you. And seriously, thank you for subscribing. It really does help us reach out to more and more people around the world. Yes, you are doing that. You are sparking the whole revolution of, you know what, we do have a choice. We can do life together and do it even better and be our best selfie without sacrificing who we were created to be. Because remember, you were created on purpose for a purpose. I love to hear from you. Leave a review and ratings in iTunes and spread the word. Let people know, hey, you got to go listen to this crazy gal, Christiane. I don't know what it is, but she's just got it on, okay? Because guess what? This is our time together. This is your time to shine, right? This is your time to amplify your life and love the journey that you are in right now. Be present, be incredible, be you. So let's jump right on in, okay? We talked about, like I said, in episode 180, about three impact goals. Now, to catch you up, if you're just jumping in and you're not sure, impact, I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. Okay, that's what impact stands for. Now, the thing about the impact goal, okay, is it's that one thing, the one thing that if I was to accomplish that within this period of time, this year, let's say, all right, and right now, recording this, we've got 6 months left to the end of 2013. Huh, let's not go back in time. 2015, okay? We have 6 months ahead of us. Now, regardless of when you're looking and listening to this, okay, think of it, you've got 6 months ahead of you, okay? You're at your halfway point. So with this halfway point here, you can make some drastic changes. Think about where you could be in 6 months when that new year bell goes off and we all scream Happy New Year and we give kisses and hugs. Imagine where you can be. Wow. Yeah, talk about fireworks. No matter what your goals are, but this is the one goal that if you were to accomplish this, it would create what we call the domino effect. Now, there are various mentors out there that talk about this. They name them different things. Charlene Johnson talks about it as her push goal. She actually wrote a New York's best time seller book called Push. Okay? She talks about that as her push goal. I talk about it as impact goal because I believe it has the greatest impact in your life, the direction that you're headed. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. You're wanting to create change because what is constant in life? It's transformation, right? Okay? That is our constant variable in life. We are guaranteed change all the time. From 1 second to the next second, there's changing, right? Your breathing pattern may change slightly. You may walk different. You may be slouching at other times, okay? Transformation is always occurring. It is the constant. But how we can get to goal setting and be a better goal setter so we can achieve them and not just look at life as I've got this responsibility, I have to do this. I just have to, instead of saying I get to. Okay, we have to change our terminology on how we're looking at things. And that's what we're talking about today. Albert Hubbard, I read this to you in episode 180. He says this: many people fail in life, not for lack of ability or brains or even courage, but simply because they have never organized their energies around a goal. Now, remember, when we're looking at life as a responsibility, we're just getting it done, aren't we? We're just doing the do. But we're not being present. We're not looking at it as what it really could be, what it can be, what you were created for it to be. We sell ourselves short, so to speak. Now, I don't necessarily agree that many people fail in life. I don't think necessarily they fail in life. But what happens is, you know, disappointment arises. Why? Because those dreams didn't happen, right? There's a feeling of being left out. Oh, man, life happened. I got pregnant earlier than what I thought I would. Now I have this baby. And now what I thought was happening isn't going to happen. And so now you feel like you're being left out of your goals, being left out of life because you have a responsibility. Life is different now. Or it could be many people fail because the sacrifice was too great. Right? You have responsibilities and the sacrifice is that you can't juggle it all. Something's got to give. And these adorable little tag-alongs that you have now, well, you can't just kind of chuck them and say, oh, goodbye, right? Doesn't work that way. So when you look at this, it's how you view it, okay? If you think about the looking glass, okay, and you're thinking about, okay, where am I going to take this? What level do I want to go in life? What do you see? How do you measure it? Where do you go? Okay, so how do we begin? Goal setting made easy here for moms, okay? And anybody, actually. But moms specifically, because, again, we're seeing life as responsibilities. However, when we look at life as just a responsibility, what happens is we're missing the whole point of that it's an opportunity to choose happiness, which includes responsibilities and dreams with the ability to live a fulfilling life. You see, when we are just doing the do, we're just getting it done. We're just running the kids. We're just going to the grocery store. We're just going to church. We're just volunteering. You know, oh, yeah, and then we have to go to softball practice. Oh, we cannot forget basketball. Then we got kids camp. You're just doing the do, the responsibilities. We see life as a responsibility. But what you need to do is change the looking glass to, I'm looking at it as an opportunity to choose happiness, which includes the responsibilities and the dreams with the ability to live a fulfilling life. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Can you still achieve some of those dreams that you've had? Of course. Will you necessarily achieve all of them? Maybe not. Remember, think about it. If I wanted to be an Olympic athlete at my age, I think I probably would be laughed at. Now, there might be a couple categories that I could look for and try, which really don't interest me. But if I wanted to, I could, right? I could kind of go that way. But let's say, okay, let's talk that I want to be a pro athlete. Whether it's I want to be a pro tennis player, pro golf player. Hey, let's throw in there a football player because I love football. I do not foresee myself being a pro football player. I'm just saying I love football. So regardless, right? At my age, do you think that's possible? Probably 0.00000001%, right? Okay, a miracle could happen. But you have to be realistic. So when you begin to look at your dreams, you begin to look at those sparks. And in the previous episode, okay, I mentioned that I want you to pick your top three. You need to look at those top three. Now, think about those. Bring them back to mind, okay? You got them? One, two, and three. Okay, you got them at the top of your mind. Now, what you want to do is when you look at those, what is the one? The one. I know it's hard. The one goal that's going to have the greatest domino effect in your life over the next 6 months. That if you accomplish that, other things will begin to fall into place. What is it? Think about it. Okay. Now, you have it. Okay. You've got it in your head, right? All right. Now, we're going to talk about how to make it real, how to goal set it, how to turn it in from a dream, a thought, to really, okay, this is it. This is my impact goal. And it's done like this. You all probably have heard of SMART, right? The acronym SMART, the word SMART, how to have a SMART goal. It's got to be a SMART goal. No, it doesn't. It's got to be a SMARTER's impact goal. Yes, I know I've added on a few things. Now, a couple of those, SMARTER, the ER, I changed it around a little bit. Michael Hyatt, I actually got one of it from his, but I added an S at the end, which we'll talk about. Kind of think of it as squaring. It's the game changer in everything. And I'll tell you that little secret sauce in a minute. Okay, so let's first start at the beginning. Okay, SMARTERs. Of course, we got to talk about S, right? S is specific. This impact goal must be specific. Okay, so that's what you're going to do. You're going to make it specific. It needs to be well-defined, okay? It has to be clear not only to you, but anyone, okay? Because you want it that specific. If you say, guess what, I want to lose weight, that's not specific. You want to lose weight where? When? How long? What's your time frame? I mean, there's so many things. You've got to be specific about it, okay? Your goal has got to be, your impact goal has got to be measurable. Why? Because you don't know if you are getting closer to your goal or further behind, right? You have to be able to measure it, okay? You want to know if the goal is obtainable, okay? How far away is the possible completion of it? It's got to be measurable. So once when it is achieved, you can define that, oh, it was achieved. Because guess what? If you say, I want to lose weight, right? I lost 1 pound today. Whoop, whoop. Okay, goal done. I'm finished. That's probably not what you meant, right? Because you can lose a pound just by blinking. Okay? Right? All right. So you got that. So you got S for specific, M for measurable. A is action. It's got to be action oriented, okay? You have to it's got to lead with like not like I want to lose weight, but it's got to be specific. So it's not like a to be, okay? It's like, let's say you want to write a blog. So here you're going to say the action part is I want to write, okay? Or I will write 3 times a week, okay? All right, that's actionable. It's definable, okay? It's measurable. It's specific, all right? Now, remember, when you're looking at this, you're not sitting here. It's how the whole statement is on your goal. So that's your goal. It's kind of going to be longer than just lose weight, right? Or write a blog. Or build my website. Or get better grades in class, or finish my degree. Those are all great, but they don't follow any of our SMAs yet, right? So you got to add those in. You've got to make them specific, measurable, actionable. Then R, realistic, okay? I kind of gave you that example already when, hey, I want to become a pro athlete, right? At my age. I didn't say I was a young pup. You know, if I was 14, 15 years old and I have a dream, there's other steps to go up with that. But I'm talking about at my age, probably not realistic. So you got to make it realistic, okay? Within the availability of resources, knowledge and time and money, finances, very important. It's got to be realistic. You may want to have your own private jet, or maybe you want to, you know, become a pilot and then own your own private jet. Maybe that's one of your goals, let's say. Do you know how much a private jet cost? Do you have that financial, you know, the financial resources for that? Well, if you don't, then probably that's not a good goal to have specifically, okay? It's got to be realistic. T, time based. Do you have enough time to achieve the goal? Now, sometimes you have goals, you know, don't set the goals up like, okay, it's January 1st for pretend. Okay, January 1st, new year. Yes, I want to lose weight. And my time is by December 31st of the end of this year. Okay, you've just given yourself a whole year to finish something probably not good, right? You need to have a little, the goal that you know that, okay, wait, if I know that ultimately I want to lose 50 pounds this year, okay, that doesn't mean that I'm going to say I'm going to want to lose 50 pounds by the end of the year, because what happens? I could go 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Oh, and there's an excuse here. There's a birthday party here. There's another party here. There's Thanksgiving there. You know, all of this stuff. Valentine's Day. We can't forget 4th of July barbecues. And then we've got Labor Day. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, my goal. I've only lost 10 pounds and I'm supposed to lose 50. And then you freak out. And then you start looking at what? Crash dieting and all that. See, not good. So think about it, okay? Enough time to achieve the goal, but not too much time, which can affect your what? Whether or not you're going to get it done. Don't create procrastination. Don't build it in, okay? Whew, this is tough stuff, isn't it, Mom? Okay, E. Now, this is something that's different. You've heard of the SMART. Now, we're adding on the ERs, okay? And the ERs are this. E, it's got to be energizing. Yes, I'm telling you, energize. Think about the Energizer Bunny. Think about me, okay? All right? It's got to give you a kick. You're enthusiastic about it. You're like, yeah, I want this. I want to take this. I need this. This is going to get me to, like, the next level. I may not love it, but I know when I do it and I'll accomplish it, and as I'm doing it and I hit little marks as I go, oh my gosh, it's going to be radical, absolutely radical, okay? So it's got to be energizing. R, okay, we're on smarter, okay? So the R, the ending R, is relevant to the season that you're in. Moms, if you're looking and wanting to start a business and you have young tots at home, and I say young tots, I'm talking about they are not even in school yet, and you're working outside the home, and so they go to daycare, you come home, you're kind of limited on time as to how you can do your goals. So you need to make your goals relevant to the season that you're in. If you're older and your kids are all in school, and maybe you now have the opportunity, maybe you're staying home, or they're older so you can do things and they're okay left by themselves, right? They're not going to burn the house down. They can feed themselves. They can fend for themselves, right? So if that's the case, your season's going to be different, okay? So think about that. Make it relevant to your season. And here is the big whammy of all. Now, we've gone a little long, so hang in there with me. This is the big S. This is the secret sauce of it all that's going to allow you to achieve your impact goal and keep you going forward, okay? It is success. Set yourself up for success. You see, what happens as we set goals, we set lofty goals. If I look at, if I was a little bit younger, we're going to pretend I'm a little bit younger, and I'm wanting to be a star athlete, okay? And I start thinking, oh yeah, I want to be a star athlete. Well, okay, that's not just going to happen in 1 year, is it? No. It takes years upon years upon years upon practice, right? What if I want to be an Olympic ice skater? Long time ago, honestly, I wanted to be that. Seriously, I'm not joking. That's serious. Okay. For me to do that now, not so much. Okay. But way back when I started the process, I started the training, what I needed to do, how I should be eating, where I was practicing, getting up in the early in the morning, right? Doing the long, hard things in order to get where I wanted to go. No, that dream did not further because unfortunately I had injuries. But you know what? Until that's what I was working on. But that takes years and years and years and years. So if you're sitting here looking at your life going, yeah, I want to do this, make sure it's not a lofty goal that you're just throwing out there that, oh, that would be cool. It's one thing to have a dream and then you have lots of goals to get to that dream. That's different. But when you sit there and say, it's a goal of mine to do this, probably not. It was a dream of mine to do that. You can have multiple goals to get there. So set yourself up for success, because what will happen is when that impact goal is not met, it is not achieved by the end, by the time that you're looking at. And know that, you know, time things, sometimes you have to switch things up a little bit. Okay, can goals be changed and altered? Can the smarters be altered? Yes, they can be. Because why? Life happens, right? But the thing is you've got to have it definite. You've got to have a definition of your goal, and that's what smarters gives you. And when you use that magic S at the end, setting yourself up for what? Success. That means you're going to continue to follow through. It would be much better to say, you know what? I want to lose 10 pounds by mid-year. I want to continue to eat healthy 5 days of the 7 days in a week. And I really want to begin to exercise and form a daily habit, a daily routine. Now that is truly a smarter's goal. Because when I hit that, guess what? Can I grow even further from that? Yeah, because I'm like, oh man, I hit that. I held my weight. I'm holding my weight. I'm getting stronger. Guess what? Now I want to, and you take the next step. And maybe that next step is that impact goal and it continues on. Or maybe it changes at that season. Okay? So you have to look at goal setting as being smarter, Mom. You got to have your smarters on, okay? I think of your smarties, okay? Your smarties. That's what you want to think about, that little sweet candy, and make it your smarties, because actually we could add in even more to that, because if you made it smarties instead of smarters, okay, that E could just be your enthusiasms there, right? You could have energizing enthusiasm. And then you have set yourself up for success. It's amazing what you can do, but you've got to define it. So I want you to go out today. Here's your kiss, because I know we've gone long today. Take a deep breath. Are you exhausted? I want you to write your Smarter's Impact goal. That's it. Just the one Smarter's Impact goal. Number one, you're going to follow the Smarter's formula. Okay? That's it. You're going to follow the Smarter's formula. Then number two, you're going to physically write it out. Physically write it out. Yes, I know that's going to kill you, isn't it? That's fine. You can take notes on your phone, but I want you to physically write it out. Okay? Trust me on that. Number three, I want you to post your impact goal. I want you to post it up in your bathroom, post it next to your nightstand. I want you to know that so you see that. Okay, you want to be able to have it recognizable to you. You need to know your own goal. If someone says, well, what are you really working on in your life? You can say, oh, you know what? I'm working on my impact goal. This is what it is. And you can be thrilled to share it. Okay, share it with me. Come on over to the Facebook group, Create Your Now, or come over to the private Facebook group, Create Your Now Podcast. Okay. Post it there. Say, this is what my impact goal is. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. Here I am. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to know your impact goal. And I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.